Hey, on this episode, I've got an all-new guest I can't wait for you to meet. My name is Luke Clayton, and welcome to the Must Increase Podcast. Welcome or welcome back to the Must Increase Podcast, where our mission is to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of your church, your family, your business, and beyond. And if you haven't yet, I hope you'll subscribe on our YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Today, I am joined by a very special guest or guest host or whatever we want to call him. And this is the one and only Matthias Gleb. Matt, it is good to have you join us for this episode. Actually, a couple episodes. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for calling me by my real Greek name.
Yes.
But it is good to be here. Yeah. For everyone else who knows me, I go by Matt. But thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you here. And yes, Matthew, I'm just trying to mix it up, man. Keep things culturally diverse, you know, so... Matt's going to be joining us here for this episode and the next, I believe. And so, we're going to start where we always start, which is with, and Matt, if you can come up with a more creative title for this segment, let me know. But for now, we just call it Stuff We Like. This is where we recommend something, whether it be a book, a movie, a TV show, whatever. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's helpful, whatever. And so my recommendation, I'll start today, and then you, so you get yours ready. But my recommendation today is actually, it's called The Art of Leadership Daily. It's a podcast from Kerry Newhoff. Matt, have you ever listened to his, like Kerry Newhoff's full podcast? A lot of people... He's pretty popular for that one. Have you ever heard any of his stuff?
No, I've heard his name a lot, but I have not looked into anything with him yet.
Yeah, so he's an author. He used to be a pastor. Now he kind of focuses more on leadership development and things like that. So he started really, he was blogging, and then he still does it. He's got this full-length podcast where he has like hour and a half, sometimes 2 hour conversations with these leaders. And I'll listen to it every once in a while, but he puts out like, three episodes a week. And so it's a lot of content to keep up with. And so what he started doing recently, he launched a separate podcast where they just put out a little 10-minute clip every day from one of his past conversations. And that for me has been a lot more, I guess, digestible, easier to, you know, kind of process than trying to listen to these really long conversations. I've enjoyed it many times. It's particular to church leaders and kind of people of faith. But sometimes it's just good kind of leadership and business principles. And so that's my Stuff We Like. That's what I recommend. Matt, what do you got for us today?
So you said books, podcasts.
Or literally anything. Like I almost recommended like a drink that, like a coffee that I've been enjoying.
Are you going to save that for a future date?
Yeah. You know what? I will. I'm going to save because I have to, like I was telling you, before we started recording, I have to come up with one of these for every episode. So I got to save mine. What do you got? So anything.
I don't have to come up every week with anything. So I got 40 things that I like.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it.
In alphabetical order. I'm just kidding. I actually just went on a trip to out west. And obviously, before you're about to fly, I cannot read unless I'm sitting down in my office or alone on a couch or something like that. I feel nauseous if I try to read.
Yep.
But a movie I could watch. Okay. And I could listen to stuff when I'm sitting on an airplane. I'll fall asleep if I just listen. So I was like, I need to find something to watch. And everyone's been talking about 13 Lives. Have you ever seen that movie?
Why have I not heard of this yet? You gotta enlighten me here.
For your viewers at home, I'm pretty sure it's rated okay.
But that's great.
13 Lives is these kids. Dude, I already forget the country. It's an Asian or Thailand, I believe.
Okay.
And these guys were playing soccer, decided to go into a cave, and their monsoon started early. Have you seen this movie?
I've not even heard of this. What's it on? Yeah. Is it on like Netflix or something?
I think it's on Prime. Okay. Amazon Prime.
Okay.
They go searching in the cave and their monsoon season starts early. And so they get trapped in this cave because it fills up with water. And so the rest of the movie is them trying to rescue these boys out, 12 boys and their coach. So
a whole soccer team. Okay, so I think I have heard about the, because it's a true story, right?
Yeah, based on real events, I think the
yeah, nowadays, I remember back in the day when they used to say based on true story, now they just say like based on true events or whatever, so that they're like, oh, we have plenty of room to embellish.
There's probably someone trapped in a cave somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
But now it's 12 boys.
Yeah.
They don't even have mountains and caves in Asia. That's what we're talking about.
But yeah, I do remember hearing something like that in the news years ago. So I guess it only makes sense. Now all the big news headlines become movies at some point. So yeah, very, very cool. All right. Well, hey, thank you. I mean, is there anything else? Because you said you had more. And I mean,
feel free to throw out the book. Someone surely has had to have said this book before with you or you've heard about, but called Atomic Habits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great book.
Have you read it?
Yes. A couple times, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. I have it. I'm reading it right now with some kids in our school. I've read it already and listened to it on YouTube, actually. When I say I read half it, listened to the rest on YouTube. But yeah, so good. Going back through it with them. And I just need to start applying it because all those facts and great pointers are there.
Just gonna do it. Yeah, I mean, that is the whole power of habits, I suppose, is a really powerful concept in general. I mean, if once you really grasp it and apply it, it is pretty revolutionary in a lot of areas. And so I think in our digital, you know, TikTok age, we kind of think that, you know, like people go viral or whatever and they blow up and they become overnight sensations. And it's not that that never happens, but most people's success, I forget who said it, but somebody said, you know, success is not a destination. It's just an ongoing journey. It's just something that you, you know, daily decide to do in terms of these habits. So yeah, that Atomic Habits, really good book.
Just to jump on that one comment was a principle in the book was don't set a goal, make it your lifestyle. Because when you hit that goal, what's going to happen now? Just make it into a lifestyle. I was like, man, that's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he also says something to the effect of everybody has similar goals. Everybody does. Yeah. Like everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to whatever. But it's not the goal that changes anything. It's the system. It's the process you put in place to attain the goal. So, yeah, it's about lifestyle and just, again, those daily habits. So, no, I'm glad you mentioned that because I actually, no, I don't believe, maybe at some point it's been mentioned on an episode, but we haven't kind of did a deep dive, and I know that was a super deep dive, but good to talk about that one. So thank you. Good recommendation. Anything else? Any other stuff you like, Matt?
You know, there's so much stuff. I'll hold on to some others for the next episode.
There you go. Okay. That'll
I got on me. Reading a book. I got on reading a ton last year and have like 16 books that I read, but yeah, they were okay.
Yeah. They're okay. Yeah. No, that's good. Well, okay. Well, we'll move on then to our questions and answers section. And I've only got one question here, unless Matt, you have another one you want to throw into the mix. Cause I will get this question, from time to time. What are some good sources for stock images or video footage? And I'm assuming that this question is implying, what's cheaper, free. And so there's a few sources that I know of. So I think the most common one that I use and that many use is unsplash.com. Matt, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Unsplash.
We don't use anything free.
Yeah. Oh man, you're rolling in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just, yeah.
You want the paid subscriptions. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? You might sit on that. We might circle back to it. I'm going to cover the free stuff then. But yeah, unsplash.com. Honestly, I don't know how I survived without this doing any type of graphic design or anything, because for the longest time, I just would hit up Google Images because, you know, when I was working at a church, they didn't want to pay for images. And so I would just go Google Images filter by large, you know, so that you got the higher resolution images. And I mean, I probably use so many images illegally without realizing it. But Unsplash, everything on Unsplash is completely open source in terms of you can use it with no limitations. Now, you're not allowed to resell it or redistribute the image, but you're able to use it in your designs and so forth. Then there's pexels.com and pixabay.com. I don't use those as much, but those are a couple of free ones. Now, I will mention a paid one, and then I'll kick it back over to you, Matt, and you can talk about all the money you guys spend over there. But the paid resource that I use for stock images and stock video is called Envato Elements. And Envato has a lot of different resources. Audio Jungle is one that they've come out with over the years. And anyways, this is just a subscription that takes all of their stuff. So images, videos, music, sound effects, I mean, all kinds of stuff, templates, graphics. I mean, it's really good. It's not church specific, but it's got some really good resources and content. So I've had that subscription ever since I started my business. And I do use that quite a bit too. So as far as paid, yeah, that's what I use. And then one more that's free is called, I believe it's Vidivo, V-I-D. Now I got to look it up because I don't want to misspell it. Videvo.net. And I will add all the links to this in the show note and description so that people can follow it. But that has a bunch of free stock footage, and it's actually pretty good, especially considering that it's free. So anyways, those are my recommendations. Matt, yeah, do you know of anything? Like I said, even if it's paid, what are you guys using over there?
Yeah, thanks for saying those. Maybe we can cancel some subscriptions.
Yeah, there you go. I'll save you some money. You're welcome.
Yeah, wow. What a good podcast. We use Storyblocks, and okay. So I get all the stock video, sound effects, music, and all that. So you just have to weed through. I feel like I look over 100 songs every time before I find what I want. But So Storyblocks, then obviously we use some of Graceway Media. And I get creative with theirs. You know, they have their whole images that are finished. I always look for the third image or whatever that doesn't have the words up there or not, so I can take their backgrounds and stuff.
Sure.
And then have you heard of Powtoons?
No. No, Powtoons, I don't think so.
I don't think that's an American-based company. We pay a subscription in pounds, and we could be losing thousands of dollars. We don't know.
How does it convert? I have no idea.
Yeah. But you can make like really good animated videos, like cartoons almost. And they have so many things to put on there. But lately I've stopped using them for those little animated videos and started just using their songs. They have a ton of good MP3, just, you know, background music. So I'll export a whole video and then in Premiere Pro separate them, delete the video, and just have just the audio the music. That I want.
Yeah. Hey, I like it.
But it's not stealing. We're paying. Praise Lord.
Borrowing, if anything.
Yeah. So I've used them a couple times. It's nice. But those are my three. That's my three go-tos. And I'm pretty much our media video go-to guy. So
I'm glad you mentioned those. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned those because Igniter, or you said Graceway, I believe they're Igniter Media now. They actually do have some really good, especially for churches, resources. They give you the Photoshop files and all that good stuff. That's a really good resource. So, Matt, since it's your first time on the podcast here, I wanted to just kind of give our audience out there a chance to know you, you know, kind of talk a little bit about you. We'll shift into a little bit more of a topic here in a little bit and probably dive into the topic more in the next episode. We might introduce it today, but I want to kind of hear a little bit about you. You know, I think we've yet to mention kind of where you're at, what you're doing. You mentioned you do media. So I'm going to let you have the floor. I'm going to let you take it away and tell us all about Matthias Gleb.
Yeah, well, as Luke said, Matt Gleb, I'm the youth pastor here at People's Baptist Church in Greenville, North Carolina, and I came here right out of college. Luke and I went to college together at West Coast Baptist College, and that's where I met my wife, and her dad is actually the pastor of our church, Tim Butler, and kind of unique of how I ended up here. I was ready to go to another church where I had interned for a couple of years. But the only thing I could point to is that the Lord just closed that door, nothing in front of me, just in my heart and in my mind. And so just wanting to follow him, not knowing where I was going to go, I told that pastor that I didn't believe it was the Lord's will for me to go there. And I was coming down to the end of my college days and, you know, feeling like where we went to college at West Coast is like, you had to have a job, you had to have a wife when you left. Yep. And whether you were going to get paid or not, that's where you needed to be, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of like the mindset we had coming out. I was like, man, I need to find somewhere. So it was a little panicky, but, just waiting on the Lord, and Pastor Butler came out to West Coast during interview days. And he talked a little bit about the church, and he's like, hey, can we have an interview together? I was like, that'd be great. I'm like required to have three or something like that. So I'd love for you to take a spot, because yeah, I don't want to talk to too many people I don't know. And so he took a spot. And in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to the South because there's a billion churches. They don't need me. Yeah. I'm not going to work for my father-in-law because everyone says that stinks. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had some other things in my mind, but it's amazing how I wanted to go somewhere else, how the Lord closed that door. And then I didn't want to come here, and how the Lord just kept showing me, this is what I want you to do. Sure. And so the more I surrendered to that, the more excited I got, and the more I knew this is what the Lord wanted. And I'm so thankful for that decision in coming here now 10 years ago, and how the Lord has used Pastor Butler, this church, this staff, and the church people here to help me and develop me and to grow me where how I need to be grown and mature. And it's been a great time here. And I've done several different things here. I was our college pastor for a while. I taught in our Christian school for a little bit. And if you're in full-time ministry and you have a school that your church is associated with and you've never taught in the school, I don't even know if you're a real servant of the Lord.
Yeah, but, it doesn't count. It doesn't count until you've taught in the Christian school. It doesn't. Yeah. So, yeah.
My first year, they said, oh, hey, you're a guy and you went to Bible college. You're going to teach our 11th to 12th grade Bible. You know how to use a computer. Oh, good. You're going to make our yearbook this year. And and we need a 7th and 8th grade science teacher. So that's going to be you as well. And wow. We'd love for you to teach upper class math, business math, just business math. So not hard, but you still have to know a little bit. And I coached probably every sport every season. So, and I wasn't married my first year. So I did all that and didn't know anything else. I just did it. And the next year I was married, still taught. I taught for two more years. But yeah, I'm thankful I'm out of that role. The Lord has never called me to be a teacher until I was asked to be. And I don't think he'll want me to be a teacher again, and which I'm thankful for. But anyway, so here I am. As a youth pastor now, and just loving that, loving preaching to the teens and investing in their lives and getting to know them as, you know, they're cycling in and out. But to give you a little background, I told Luke, probably though I don't have much to give to your listeners. I'm just a humble servant, just trying to do my best. I have no expertise in anything.
Hey man, everything you get, it's going to be pure gold. So far, so good. So keep it up.
Yeah, well, I was just about to stop talking. That was it. But I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Something that I feel like was a blessing that I could share was my history, my family's history. My dad grew up as a Lutheran, and they went to church on Easter and Sunday. That was it. And whether he was given a gospel message or not, he doesn't know whether it was clear or not. So he grew up his whole life without having a relationship with Jesus, and lived a life for himself. He was into drinking and to just having a good time. And in Northern Indiana, there's not too much to do to get into too much trouble, but you know, joined up with some guys and like was a part of a bowling league and all this stuff, but just living life for himself. And got married and had a child with that woman. Her name was Julie, who was my half sister, and they divorced. And then he met a new woman and they had a son. That's my brother, Michael, or my family calls him Butch. And they divorced. And, so my dad, before he was 30, had been married twice, had a kid with both those women and has divorced them. And so that's where he's at. And at this time of his life, he is a, delivery driver for milk. Back in the day when they would take milk to the doors, that's nice. What his job was. And so he got associated with this ministry by them seeing my brother play in the front yard when he was a kid, they saw the church saw him and asked if they could pick him up for church. And my dad's like, yeah, go ahead, take him as long as you want to on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of those kids.
Yeah, for sure. He was a good dad. I don't know. But, so that's how he got associated with that church. Well, through that, I believe how the story goes, he got an account with them. So he started delivering milk to that church. And, the pastor's name was Larry Ferguson, Bob Ferguson. Larry is his son, but Bob Ferguson, and that man just started loving my dad and started being a friend to him and caring for him, and told him about Jesus, told him what God had done for him. And my dad would be under such conviction from this pastor talking to him that he would avoid the church. If he drove by and he saw the pastor's vehicle, he would do it at the end of his route. He did not want to talk to the pastor just because he was under such conviction. And finally, he had a conversation with the man, and the man just told him, he goes, I love you, Mike. And that love does not compare with God's love for you. And I just know that he died for you. And so dad drove away. And I believe my dad said he was just crying so bad in his milk truck. He pulled over on the side of the road. And from that man's testimony, witness to him, he said he bowed his head and trusted Christ as a savior in his milk truck one day all by himself. And so from that, dad got plugged into that church, and immediately his heart for souls exploded. My dad wanted everyone else to know about what Jesus had done for them and how Jesus can change your lives, because he changed my dad's life. And to this day, I've never met a better soul winner than my dad. And he really loved and cared more about anything else than to see people trust Christ. So he got saved, and I don't know how much longer it was till he met my mom, who went to a sister church, and they started dating and got married, and they had us three kids. I have an older sister, Jennifer, who a testament to my dad and how he raised us. My older sister, Jennifer, is a Christian school teacher in Banning, California. I have a younger sister, Jessica, who is a pastor's wife now in South Carolina. And then I have my older brother is a pastor in Torrington, Wyoming. And then my older sister, Julie, she is a faithful Christian in Indiana. So it's pretty neat to see how God changed his life. And because of that, there's five of us kids now who love the Lord. And now we're having kids who we're introducing to Christ, and how with one life changed, how it's trickled down. And I just want to say, as an encouragement to your listeners, you'd never know what one soul could do. Even if you only reach one soul in your whole time of ministry, or if there is someone that you're pouring your heart into, to not stop. You don't know what the Lord's doing in their heart and their life. And you just never know. You never know. For me, don't know if you're going to have another Mike Gleb who's going to come into your ministry and God's going to get a hold of their heart and change everything. So that's just a really cool how my family has come to know Christ. And we're obviously not saved because dad was saved. We all came to that decision ourselves. But with that one changed life, it's really changed our whole family.
Yeah. Wow. That, you've shared a little bit of that story with me before, but I think that's the most detail that you've gone into before. And yeah, like you said, there's so much there. First of all, yeah, I know a lot of pastors and church leaders that we're connected with. And then we also have people in our audience that are, you know, just Christians leading their families as best they can, and whatnot. And, you know, I know it can be easy. You know, you talked about going to Bible college, and, you know, we would see as students, it was a big church, it was a big ministry. And, you know, every guy there thought, oh man, this is going to be ministry. Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to have this big church and it's going to grow and explode and whatever. And when that happens, wonderful. But there's the vast majority of guys that have gone into, you know, church leadership of some sorts. They're like that pastor there. That was your dad's pastor. It's probably a smaller church, not, you know, doesn't feel like a lot's going on, but it's just that that guy was just kind of singling out your dad in that one-on-one ministry, and it made a huge difference. So that alone is just an awesome, you know, just testimony to how that works. Also, though, I see, like you said, your dad, you know, before he got in a church and met Jesus, he was, you know, had a couple kids from a couple different women and just kind of whatever. And, you know, is that, some people would look at that and go, oh, how can anything good come out of that? But yeah, like you said, his Jesus changing his life caused him to share his faith with others, but in particular his own kids. Yeah. And now, like you said, all five of his kids are strong Christians and serving and everything. And so it's just how, you know, Jesus can change those awful, seemingly awful circumstances, and he can turn them for good. And so, I'm glad you shared that, Matt. That's a good, and like I said, that's a good way, just to kind of people get to know you, but again, just some really powerful principles there. Well, that is probably where we're going to leave it for this episode, but I will do this, kind of preview a little bit of what we're going to talk about in our next episode together, getting a little bit more practical, I suppose. You mentioned you're at a Southern church, a traditional, you know, church and so forth. And so you, I know something that is something you like to talk about and something you've been involved with there at your church is changing, making necessary changes at your church. And what we're going to dive into is when it's right to do that, how to go about that, and why you should do that. And so that's what you have to look forward to. Matt, any final words before we sign off on this episode here?
Nothing in particular. Thanks for having me on here, and look forward to talking about that change. And something that associates this episode with the next one will be where my dad was saved in the church that he did grow up in, and how that really cemented who he was until the day he died. So it's interesting, you know, where people can get grounded and if they're ready to make some changes in their mind or not. And it's interesting how that could happen in someone's life.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to diving into the end of that part of the story and how that's going to apply to the conversation in the next episode. And so make sure if you haven't yet, you're subscribed on our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we look forward to having you join us for the next episode as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here on the Must Increase podcast.